Hi guys, welcome back to Johnny's Garage. Today I want to talk to you about Fiat 131, Fiat 131. Yes, this car, made in the 70s by Fiat, from 1974 to 1985, gathered the heritage of another very famous car, Fiat 124. About this car, I would like to make another video in the next weeks. Well, this car was a middle-sized sedan, but very important because there was a difficult moment. In the 70s, there was the petrol crisis. So we have to change all the car production to make saving fuel cars. So this car, keeping the existing system and layout mechanical of the previous model, frontal engine, rear wheel traction, solid rigid suspension in the back, independent suspension in the front, disc brake in the front and drum brake in the back, classical layout, just increasing the wheelbase of 7 cm, 2.42 m to 2.49 m, had to experiment a new system of production for the car and even to offer more safety in case of impact, better comfort, better quality in the interior and the exterior. Not all of these targets were raised, but the car was very important because the Fiat made a lot of experiment on this. At the beginning, the car was just 1.3 liter, yes, and 1.6 liter. The engine was very simple, was a single camshaft with lateral camshaft, so overhead valves, but yes, very simple in the layout, and was derived from the previous 1.5 liter, yes, so a quite old engine. They made one smaller, 1.3 and 1.6, but yes, not a lot of horsepower, 65 horsepower 1.3 and 75 horsepower the 1.6 liter. The car was sold with two-door sedan, four-door sedan or estate, so the wagon. Let's call it the five doors, okay. Very classical car and quite family relaxed for keep inside the people. Packages, yes, for the family. But in 76, the Fiat begin to develop the sport car, the racing version of this car. So they made many experiments with the engines. So they tried to make a 2 liter with 16 valve engines, about 140 horsepower, natural aspirated, so natural atmospheric. Then they tried with compressor, yes, were more powerful, about 190 horsepower, and they made even experiment with the V6 engine of the Fiat 130. Yes, was the top class car for the brand. And they changed even the rear suspension from solid rigid axle independent suspension to have more stability and control of the car during the racing. But they made experiment even in the body because they tried to make body with the aluminium panels, with fiberglass panel. So this car was the base to make many experiments. And even if I don't love the brand, you know, I like the study they made on this car, very, very important for developing. And consider that they tried even for the first time to saving fuel, make experiment with small engine, 1.3 liter with compressor. So the 1.3 liter, rise the 113 horsepower. Yes, was not good on the target of saving fuel, but it's the same philosophy now they are using the brand to make a small engine with a turbocharged to have a high horsepower, yes, and low emission and low consumption. During these 40 years, they changed even technology about injection, about electronic control on the engine. So now they can rise easily what was the target of the Fiat in 70s. So, well, the people saw the right direction. They didn't have the possibility to raise the target, but the direction was good. And even there was even the first hybrid version. Yes, they tried to make a hybrid version in the 70s with the smaller engine. They have the smallest, the 0.9 liter four cylinder and with an electric engine. So consider what was, there was already the hybrid ideas in the 70s, developed only 20 years later for the public. So this car was very good because they used to develop a lot of ideas that later we will find on the Fiat production. For example, the 2 liter 16 valve aspirated, we will find in the Fiat Tipo in the 80s, in the 90s. The turbocharger compressor engine, they keep it till the 90s on the Lancia models. Then the experiment on the rally car, so the aluminium panel and fiberglass, we will find then in the Lancia Stratos, but we will find even in the production for rally cars today. So was very good, this car was the moment where Fiat still tried to do something good in one car. Okay, thank you for watching this video. Let's see for another video nextly. Bye guys, thumbs up and subscribe to my channel. Bye.